Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
In the house.
Well, welcome to the Jason in the House podcast. Truly do appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining me. I don't have a guest this time, but there is so much to talk about. We got an excessive amount of stupid. We got a lot happening in the news, and then I'd love to give you some insight on some stuff. So we're gonna talk about the Olympics very briefly. You know, hey, that was last week, but the fallout and all the chatter is just ridiculous. I want to talk about that. We're still in a shutdown, partial shutdown. And so we want to talk about that. We seem to forget that. Got the stupid. And then we're going to talk a little bit about Iran. But I want to kick things off by getting into the Olympics. I mean, that was a great moment, right? That was the Olympics. You know, you see a lot of sports that you wouldn't otherwise watch. I'm always fascinated by the biathlon. I love that. I do like cross-country skiing. Can't say I've done it very much. I do like snowshoeing. That'll get your heart pumping. But when you do the biathlon, you know, where they're skiing, and then they have to take a rifle and shoot a target after they've been breathing so hard, I actually do dig that. I like that. Haven't really been able to get into the whole curling thing. Maybe I can be convinced. It just seems like shuffleboard on ice, but I know other people would beg to differ. But then there's some things that I really do like. And I know that ice skating, like with my wife, she loves the ice skating. Beautiful talent, wonderful thing. But for me, hockey. I love hockey. Hockey is a lot of fun. I happen to live in Utah. We've got a new NHL team, the Mammoth. I went to a game the other night with some friends and my wife, and I loved it. The NHL is great. In fact, I remember as a little kid going to a LA Kings game. I wasn't even 10 years old, and they flipped one of the pucks up into the stands, and I got it. I still have it on my desk today. Some 50 years later, I still have it. But hockey was great, and what an epic moment, right? Against some of the best hockey team and hockey players in the world, the Canadiens, in overtime, the golden goal. Unbelievable how many saves the goalie had made. But then to have that on the ice, to be able to score that winning goal, it was just absolutely amazing. After taking a real shot in the mouth, right? The broken tooth, the blood coming out. Doesn't even miss a lane shift. Doesn't even miss that. Keeps in the game, stays in the game, scores the winning goal. Made everybody proud. The women also did exceptionally well. Now, I didn't see the full game of the men's. So I didn't see any of the women's. But they also won the gold. Good for America. And I guess this gets to a point that I've made several times in this podcast that I just want to highlight here. There are certain things in life that don't have to be political. And so why politicize them? I think Americans, they want to break from politics. You know, you want to get out, go to a basketball game, go to a movie, go to a symphony, do something, go to a play. Maybe go to the Olympics. Maybe watch it on TV. But you know what? I do expect the political leaders, no matter what side of the aisle they're on, to represent, which is their job, and be able to thank and congratulate the winners, especially when they're representing the United States of America. But instead, you have somebody, and it's more than somebody, some bodies, a lot of people on the left getting triggered by the fact that Donald Trump called to congratulate the winners, and they're just joking around having fun. I saw Joey Jones actually on The Five. He made a really good point. He's like, there's all this talk about what's going on in the locker room and how they disagreed with it. Like, can you imagine how far we've come in the discussions of what really happens in locker rooms? There's a lot of truth to that. But you just congratulate the winners and you move on. We're all Americans at that point. Remember Barack Obama, we're not the red states and we're not the blue states. We're the United States. Great line. Great line. I stood and applaud that line many times. And I believe in it. So whoever is the president of the United States, whoever is the governor, whoever is the whatever, I expect them to root for the home team. In this case, the home team is the United States of America. So don't get triggered by this, that, oh, they blew it, oh, they tainted it. I don't buy that. It's a bunch of garbage. Don't take anything away from these men and these women. And there were other winners, others that participated, others that wanted to make the Olympics and barely missed it. I still laugh at Jerry Seinfeld. He made this comment about there's nothing worse in sports than getting the silver medal, if you haven't seen his little skit on that, where you're missing it like a fraction of a second. And you think about what goes on in a hockey game, or what's going on in figure skating or whatever, the difference between who wins and who loses is just so minimal after a lifetime of working out. And the monumental hurdles and challenges that people overcome in order to actually achieve what they achieve, in this case, the winter sports, and then soon it'll be in the summer sports with the Summer Olympics. Come on. This is the time when the world can come together. Which is the next part, which is the World Cup. You know, the World Cup is coming to the United States of America. It's also coming to Mexico and Canada, but it's primarily in the United States. This is by far, not even close, by far the world's biggest sporting event. And it revolves around soccer, or as most people around the world called it, football. So if you talk about the number of people who watch the Super Bowl. Here in America, we always think, oh, that's so big. That is the biggest sporting event. And it got tens of millions of viewers. I get it. I like it. I usually try to watch it. This year, I wasn't as excited about it. I certainly didn't watch the halftime. I thought that was ridiculous. I watched the other, quote-unquote, alternative programming. By Turning Point, that's what I did. I thought it was a good concert. I thought it was fun. But what's important here for you to understand about football or soccer is there was a game in the English Premier League that had multiple times bigger of an audience for a regular season game than the Super Bowl did. So the magnitude of the size and scope of the World Cup, which is coming here to the United States of America. Now, our U.S. team, hope does really well. Hope they win it all. They're not favored to do that, but it's going to be an amazing event, and it's coming up, and it's coming up really soon. But I expect there to be this surge of patriotism, just like we're going to see with the 250th anniversary of the United States of America. And, of course, President Trump's going to do things differently. There's going to be, like, fighting on the lawn I can't remember what they call it. There's going to be ultimate fighting in a ring there on the south lawn of the White House. There's going to be IndyCar racing, which we haven't seen before. There's going to be flyovers and flags and parades and all kinds of music. Set aside all your stupid partisan stuff and just enjoy the fact that the United States of America is celebrating 250 years of success. We have created more prosperity, more prosperity than any other country in the face of the planet in the shortest amount of time. And this freedom and liberty that we just kind of sometimes take for granted as if it's always been here, Well, it hasn't always been here. And there are a lot of other countries. And you know what? The biggest stat you can look at? People are still trying to break into the United States of America. They're not trying to break out of it. And very few countries can say that. Very few can say that. So, again, the Olympics, World Cup, America 250. Come on, that's the news. But set aside your partisanship and just support and love the red, white, and blue, no matter your political affiliation. And I know there are people getting all mad because Donald Trump is the president, but he earned it. He got the biggest amount of votes. In fact, he won the popular vote. He won the Electoral College. And if you can't handle that, then you can't handle the fact that this country has had Democrats and Republicans. We've had ups and downs, but we have survived and thrived, and now we are but one superpower on the face of the planet. That is the United States of America. Now, second part I wanted to talk about is the shutdown. We tend to forget this, but we're in the midst of a shutdown. Democrats have refused to come to the table and provide the funding for Homeland Security. That is so wrong on so many levels. We've been down this path before. These poor people that work at the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, how many times do they have to go without a check? They just went without a check this past Friday. They were supposed to get a check. They don't get a check. Those people that are helping you at the airport, they shouldn't have to do this. You know, Democrats always claim, oh, we got more compassion. Oh, we're more concerned about the country. Oh, we love federal employees. No, you don't. Why don't you give them a check? You know, if you really look at what ICE and Border Patrol is doing, which is the angst that the Democrats pretend that they're all whipped up about, they've already got a ton of funding because the Big Beautiful Bill and other things, they plus them up. They have billions and billions and billions of dollars that they can lean on. But the other departments and organizations within Homeland Security, we have like FEMA. FEMA takes care of, you know, problems, things, disasters, disaster relief. There were all kinds of snows and all kinds of snowfalls in the Northeast. Don't have the money to help with that. That FEMA money and the people that work on FEMA are there for a good reason to help us in times of disaster. Democrats have decided not to fund them. There is FLETC, the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. Democrats will simultaneously tell you ICE is not properly trained. You're going to hear this time and time again. They need to be trained better. They weren't properly trained. So what are Democrats doing? They're not spending money on training. The Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, FLETC, is intended to do that. If you want better training, then you need to fund it. But no, Democrats like this issue more than they want to solve the problem or the challenge. And they offered these ridiculous things. Now, some of which the Republicans agree with, like body cams. Totally in favor of that. I'm in favor of it. Most House congressional members are in favor of it. In fact, I don't know that I know of any that are opposed to it. But they're going to shut all that down. And so you have things like CISA, the cyber infrastructure, and there's all sorts of other things within Homeland Security that are not being funded. And these people should not have to go without a paycheck, figure out how to readjust the family budget, all because the Democrats just can't seem to figure it out. Well, at some point, some of these people are going to get frustrated, and they're going to have to shut down the lines, and they're going to make travel and other things more dangerous because they won't have the personnel and the speed in which they need to do it, so you can get on your airline. But they also do other things behind the scenes that you don't even notice. So we're in a shutdown. Let's not forget that. Because you know what? These people, should not have to deal with this in any way, shape, or form. But unfortunately, that's where the Democrats have us. And there doesn't seem to be any end in sight. Instead, they're going off doing their own things and all. It's just absolutely disgusting. You're listening to Jason in the House. Stay with us. I'm going to be right back.
More Jason in the House next.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
If you're like most Americans nearing retirement with money in a 401k or IRA, then listen. The U.S. Supreme Court's recent ruling on President Trump's tariffs has added fresh uncertainty to global trade policy, and investors don't like uncertainty. That ruling helped push gold to another multi-week high as traders sought safety in precious metals. When markets get nervous, precious metals often move higher and fast. Right now, the gold and silver markets may be offering investors a second chance at history. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit. You'll also receive a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Many Americans are rolling over a portion of their retirement into physical gold and silver, tax and penalty free with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now. Get into position before the next surge. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1982. The death of John Belushi.
Our paramedics responded to a home in the Hollywood Hills. After a short time, had to pronounce the victim dead.
I came because I believe that the nuclear arms race has got to end for the sake of the world.
To be a part of the group of people that are supportive of what we are about, namely stopping the nuclear arms race.
Count number one, not guilty by reason of insanity. A look of wonder came to the faces of John Hinckley's parents. That's the count charging him with attempting to kill the President of the United States.
At the conclusion of tonight's game between the Giants and the Packers, all NFL training facilities will be struck.
I'm just very happy the patient is doing as well as he's doing right now.
It's very obvious that these capsules were tampered with. It was not an accidental thing. It was not a product defect. It was willful and wanton.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Is the devil sexist? Yes and no. When it comes to inflicting harm, he gives equal opportunity to both men and women. But Christian author and speaker Emily Wilson Hussum has noticed that the enemy knows how to target the particular light that women bring into the world.
I've watched specifically out of my own lens how the enemy tries to destroy women with discouragement and sorrow and even despair.
Hussum modeled her new book, Sincerely Stoneheart, after C.S. Lewis's famous work, The Screwtape Letters, about how the devil is hard at work corrupting God's image bearers, using what could be considered natural strengths and giving them the perception of weaknesses, like a woman's gift of nurturing.
The woman's ability to see the personal, to see the tenderness of the heart, and to meet that is a strength that I think the enemy wants to destroy and eliminate.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Patrick Dempsey and Michael Imperioli of Fox's new psychological thriller, Memory of a Killer. Dempsey plays Angelo, a hitman hiding a double life and the dangerous secret his memory is fading. Imperioli stars as Dutch, Angelo's longtime friend and accomplished chef, whose restaurant is also a front for a criminal enterprise.
We have a guy here not always doing the right thing, but we're rooting for him. So what do you think makes a great, like, anti-hero story thriller these days?
I think the character's vulnerability, I think, has a lot to do with it in the humanity, right? He's a man who's doing bad things, but yet somehow you understand why he's doing it, and you're okay with that.
There's a family aspect to this, too, that he's, you know, he's also trying to keep it, you know, protect his family and keep that together, be a good father in the face of, you know, trying to, you know, survive and move forward in this underworld. I think the struggle between those things people find really interesting.
Memory of a Killer airs Mondays on Fox. Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
It's Jason in the house.
All right. Enough of that hard news. Let's talk about the stupid. Because you know what? There's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere. All right. I got a few of them for you. I spent a little too much time on Instagram and X and some other choice sites checking this out. I saw this on Instagram. Here's the headline. A Florida woman has been accused of driving a motorized shopping cart through a Target while drinking wine from a bottle and eating sushi and cinnamon rolls. Okay, this woman was actually busted in Florida. Surprise, surprise, Florida. Ay, ay, ay. That must have been quite a scene. You know, if you're a law enforcement officer and you wake up in the morning and get calls, you never quite know what you're going to see. That would have been something special. All right. Also got this one. This is coming from the Aviation Circle. I have no idea about their legitimacy, but I was intrigued by this post. Here's what it said. Spirit Airlines passenger brings emotional support rotisserie chicken through TSA and then eats it on the plane. Now, what I love about this post is it has a picture, and it's a picture of a backpack that has a clear back to it. You've seen people maybe put a small dog or more likely a cat in these things. You know, you walk down, they got a backpack. It's got little breathing things so it can get fresh air. Well, this guy evidently has a rotisserie chicken in his backpack. And he brought it through. And you know what? Hats off to TSA. They just let him do it. They brought it through and said, no harm, no foul here. So they let him do it. I thought that was pretty funny, actually. Pretty creative. Wouldn't want to sit next to the guy, you know, getting his fingers all digging into that chicken on my flight. But, you know, I think this one's legitimate, but I don't know. Check the internet. Let's put a big asterisk by this one. WFOR 4 News at 4 News is how you get there. A Florida man, again, we got a theme going on here. A Florida man was arrested for attempting to baptize an alligator in a Waffle House using a pitcher of iced tea. Now, if you're going to baptize an alligator, iced tea is the recommended one. But evidently, the Dude Humor report said he tried to baptize this in Florida, in Miami-Dade. I don't know if that one's true, but man, I give him nothing but good quality credit for doing that one. All right, this one's kind of disgusting. I think this one is true because, well, it comes from ABC News. And this is what it says in their tweet, right? We still call X posts tweet? I think we do. A California couple is speaking out after catching their roommate spraying their kitchen with insect poison. Ay, ay, ay. They had a camera going. The guy got all messed up. Has a hood. This is the allegation. That is pretty stupid and exceptionally dangerous. Holy cow. How bad is that? All right. Last one, at least for this episode. This one, they've got some video with this one. So I don't know if you've ever followed Clown World, but here's what it says. Woman selling $4,000 puppies. Some puppies do go for that much. In Florida, ends up exchanging gunfire after suspects try to steal the dogs. So they have these really expensive dogs. They show up to buy it. They got some little cash there. And guess what happens? They decide they're going to rob. It's like a drug deal, right? Oh, we're just going to rob them. Well, she comes out with guns a-blazing. The next thing you know, there's all kinds of gunfire going on. Ay, 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 ay. That's a little stupid. A little too aggressive. So, it does not bode well. All right, that's a stupid. Time to bring on some other weighty subjects.
More Jason in the house next.
Join Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
get right into the news. Obviously, the biggest world news that's out there is the strike on Iran. For 47 years, as President Trump has pointed out, Iran has pledged death and destruction to the United States of America and, of course, to our ally and friend, Israel. The role, the responsibility of a president of the United States is to make sure that if there is an imminent threat, if there is clear and present danger, to protect the homeland and protect the United States from these types of attacks. Now, there have been two different approaches to this. In general, not for everybody, but in general, Democrats have taken an attitude of appeasement. They have taken an idea that we need to envelope them in, that we need to send them billions of dollars, we need to send them all sorts of assets, that we just need to be nicer to Iran. That would be a way to coddle them to the point that Iran could actually be part of the world community. But that's not been playing out well. The biggest state sponsor of terrorism has been the Iranians. They personally do it. They have employed and sent money and resources to Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, and others who have attacked us and our U.S. Allies and assets, whether they be our military troops, military assets, bases, and certainly our friends. I think everybody's known that. I think everybody's seen that. And as I have said in previous podcasts, one of the things that's a difference is contrast. And Democrats had that approach. And the problem is that the Iranians, in order to fight back, wanted to do more than pinpricks, wanted to do more than fire certain weapons, more than grenade attacks, more than things that have literally cost the lives of innocent Americans, Americans serving in our military. They want to do something bigger and broader, and that is to get a nuclear bomb. And the president has said that we cannot allow them to achieve that nuclear bomb. Now, Democrats have said, oh, we don't want them to have the nuclear bomb, so let's send them billions of dollars. That didn't ever add up for me. President Trump has taken a totally different approach. He believes in peace through strength. He is the peace president. I mean, he's created more peace and prosperity than pretty much any other president. And so you look at this action, nobody but nobody wants to use the kinetic force of the United States of America to kill others. But I think there is also a reality that in order to preserve and protect not only the United States, but quite frankly, the world, because we are the world superpower militarily and economically, that you can only get so far with sanctions. You can only get so far by saying, oh, you can't do that. There comes a point when you have to actually enforce that so-called red line. Donald Trump made it very clear. It was very simple. And that is, you cannot attack and also be working on the development of a nuclear bomb. And I heard the Iranian foreign minister, at least the spokesperson for the foreign minister, say, oh, we were getting so close on negotiations. It was so close. It was a yes-no question. Are you or are you not going to develop a nuclear capability? Unless the answer is no, then we can't go anywhere. And that's what I love about Donald Trump is his clarity. His clarity was yes or no. Now, you've seen a real uprising of Iranians throughout the streets. Unfortunately, the Iranian regime has killed, by many estimates, about 30,000 people who are protesting their government. The economy has gone sour. There is no economic future for the people of Iran. And there are 90 million people in Iran. 90 million. I think they want to thrive. I think they want to be part of the world. And there is no beef, if you will, for lack of a better word. There is no animosity towards the people of Iran. We want to be friends with the people of Iran. It's the Iranian regime. It's their proactive tactics to try to destroy us and kill us that came to a point where President Trump had to make the most difficult decision a president makes, and that is to use kinetic force, use the might and military of the United States, put men and women in harm's way to go out and take out a regime. And that's what's happened. And I think the world, we will see over the course of time, will be a safer place.
the world will be a better place. It's hard. It's difficult. This is going to play out for some time. There may be casualties on the United States side. We don't want to see that. But you have to also weigh that against doing nothing, which is also a choice. And if you do nothing, that is a real choice and a real risk to millions and millions of people. And so God bless the men and women who step up and answer the call to serve. You know, these are, I went out on the San Jacinto. I've been out on aircraft carriers, the Eisenhower. I've been out with these, the Navy, to go see what they do and how they do it. Amazing. You know what really strikes you is when you go out with these, like carrier groups and destroyers and whatnot. You have people from all walks of life, literally all over the country, people that would never gather together, people that maybe, you know, joined the military, didn't have a skill set, but you know what? Through that rigorous, tough, and it is tough, military training, they come together as a cohesive body to fulfill a mission. And the complexity of these missions between all of the military branches and the coordination for an attack plan and also a plan to defend is truly amazing. We are the single best at this in the world. Our military has been called upon to answer the call. World War One, World War Two, the Vietnam War, the Korea War, Operation, fight in Iraq. It's so many wars and so many times that they've had to answer the call. They proved in Venezuela and they're proving, and now with the situation with Iran, that they're willing to put the lives on the line, and we've got to thank these people and these heroes. I think of actually the U.S. hockey team. They went out and won the gold. You know what they did before this Iranian attack? What did the hockey team do? They thanked our men and women for fighting for our freedom so that they could play hockey and win the gold medal for the United States of America. That was such a great message. And then literally what ends up being days later, our military is called upon. It's a dangerous world out there. It is naive to think that we can just live in peace and harmony and nothing will happen to us. No, you have to sometimes use the might and military of the United States of America. And nobody wants to see death and destruction. And I think the message from Donald Trump is we want nothing but peace. If you want to deal with the United States peacefully, bring you into the world economy, you too can thrive. You can get rich. You can prosper. I hope that's what the overwhelming majority of people in Iran actually achieve. And I think they'll be amazed on how good life can be in a world where the Ayatollah is no more, and then they get some real quality leadership in there to say, all right, we got a country, we got to thrive, we got to produce stuff in this world, and let's be part of the economic community and thrive as a country. And they can't achieve that. But again, I thank the men and women who are serving. So it's playing out in real time, and it'll change moment by moment. But thanks to the men and women who are serving. God bless the USA. You're listening to Jason in the House. Don't go anywhere. We got more to come. Stay with us.
More Jason in the House next.
If you're an investor with money in a 401k or IRA, what's happening right now in Washington could affect you directly. The Supreme Court ruling impacting Trump-era tariffs has injected new uncertainty into global trade policy. And when policy risk rises, investors move to safety. Plus, escalating tensions involving Iran are adding stress to an already fragile global landscape. Trade tensions, global instability, currency pressure. We're seeing gold and silver prices move higher again, with capital flowing toward tangible safe haven assets like precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit. You'll also receive a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Many Americans are rolling over a portion of their retirement savings into physical gold and silver, tax and penalty free, with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, Director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center.
During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage-powered nasal irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blanton.
You've probably heard Congress is gearing up to debate the Save America Act, a bill that would ask Americans to show proof of citizenship and a government-issued photo ID before registering or voting in federal elections. Republican lawmakers say the measure would secure elections. Democrats say it would make it harder for eligible voters to cast a ballot. So where does the public stand? Our Fox News September poll shows more than 8 in 10 think it's a good idea to require photo ID to prove citizenship before voting. And support has held steady over the years, with more than three quarters in favor since 2011. Plus, there's widespread consensus. Support stays high across gender, racial, and political lines. 96% of Republicans favor the ID requirement, as do more than 8 in 10 independents and 7 in 10, 70% of Democrats. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
This is House Call for Health. A lot of frozen salmon sold at BJ's is being recalled in 7 states over possible listeria contamination. The Food and Drug Administration says the Slade Gorton & Company is recalling lot 3896 of Wellesley Farms, farm-raised Atlantic frozen salmon. The FDA finding the presence of the bacteria in a randomly collected sample of the product. The lot was sold in 2-pound bags through the wholesale chain's stores in Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Virginia from January 31st through February 7th of this year. No illnesses have been reported in connection with the recall products. BJ says you can call them about refunds and what to do with the products. Listeria is a bacterial infection that can cause illness, and it can be more harmful for certain groups like pregnant women, newborns, older adults, and those with weakened immune systems. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's Jason in the house.
All right, let's move on to Comer and Clinton because I got this call from Fox News. And Fox said, hey, listen, you're the former chairman of the Oversight Committee. We would really, really like it if you could come to New York because Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, after 7 months of cajoling, have been finally... They're finally agreed to come give their depositions in front of the Oversight Committee. Finally. James Comer, as the chairman of the Oversight Committee, has done an exceptional job. He really has. He has bent over backwards. Now, some people have said, oh, well, we want this to be open and transparent. It will be. The full video, the entire transcript, everybody's going to be able to watch it and see it for themselves. But what happens in the world of oversight, as I'm very familiar with, if there is something that the committee wants to look at to further potential legislation or to oversee taxpayer money, they can essentially investigate anything at any time. It gives immense power to the chairman of the Oversight Committee to go any direction that they want to go. And so as they've started to look at this Epstein situation, which was pretty much ignored for a long time, unfortunately, then as you start to look at that, you start to realize, you know what? There's a lot of evidence. There's a lot of weird photos and things like that that involve the Clintons. And so the idea was, hey, we need to bring you before the committee. Now, the Clintons, when they finally got to Chappaqua, New York, said, which is their hometown, we haven't heard anything. We haven't seen anything. We have nothing to do with this. I don't recall. Well, okay, 7 months ago, they could have come before the committee. They were invited to a testimony, to give their testimony in an open session in Congress where each member got to ask 5 minutes. But if you recall, they refused to show up They were under subpoena, didn't show up. So then they were going to be held in contempt and were probably surprised because Democrats joined Republicans in saying, yeah, we're going to hold you in contempt. Only then did the thing change. Now, the Clintons had come up with an excuse that they had to go to a funeral, so that delayed it. Then they were, according to Chairman Comer, they were going to come up with this excuse that, oh, no, the weather's so bad. So planning these things weeks in advance, they said, okay, we'll do it in Chappaqua. That got rid of all the excuses because some people said, why don't you do it in Washington, D.C.? The average person would have to do it in Washington, D.C. But I think the reality is also you've got a former president, a former first lady, a former secretary of state. Yeah, they bent over backwards to get rid of all the excuses and finally have these hearings. Now, depositions are infinitely more difficult than a congressional hearing. Hearings, very valuable. You get a lot of information. There are follow-ups, what are called QFRs, questions for the record, that they have to follow up on. And most go smoothly without a hitch. I will also tell you that committees regularly do transcriptions and transcribed interviews around the country. That's not totally unique and new. But despite all the yelling and screaming by the Democrats and the demand that their transcript be released within 24 hours, they need to sign off from both the Democrats and Republicans. There is some editing, not of the content, but when they go on a break, when they say, all right, because each side gets an hour, when that time runs out, then they got to switch it up and Democrats get, they don't air that part that's not on the record. They'll go back into session and then they'll air that. So there is a couple little clips, but none of the content is really is cut out of that. That will happen probably by the time you hear this podcast. But I will tell you that it is amazing to me that Clinton's been pretty slippery on this. I got the sense after the first day of Hillary Clinton, she basically said, you're going to ask my husband about that. Because nobody has even floated the idea that she had been on the airplane or on the island. She, Ghislaine Maxwell, was actually at Chelsea Clinton's wedding. So to say I've never met her, never interacted with her, I did know her casually. Really? There's only 250 people at this wedding, and that you got a big universe of people that you know. She somehow ended up, now the excuse was, oh, that was my plus one. But, okay, that's interesting. But it's not criminal. It's not worthy of a criminal referral. It's just another part of the puzzle. But Bill Clinton's very different because he has pictures of that girl sitting on his lap and what looks like is probably an airplane, just guessing. You've got another woman giving President Clinton a back rub. How old is she? I don't know. Maybe she's 18 plus. You got these pictures of Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein in what looks like pajamas. You got the hot tub photos. You got a lot of really interesting stuff. You have flight logs, 20 plus trips. You have Jeffrey Epstein going 17 times to the White House. You know, I was chairman of the Oversight Committee. 8.5 years in Congress, 8 years Fox News. I haven't been to the White House 17 times. I mean, I've been there a number of times, but I don't think I've been there 17 times. It's amazing. This guy had access and influence, and he took down a lot of world leaders. And the question is why and how? If you're going to get to the bottom of that, looks like the Clintons have part of that answer. Now, the Democrats will say, hey, you got to call Donald Trump. All you can hear is Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump's a little different. Here's the difference. In Bill Clinton opening President Clinton, he said, I know what I did and I know what I didn't do. And if I knew at the time what he was doing, I would have reported it. I would have told people about it. But I didn't see anything like that. But the pictures kind of beg something different. They beg a lot of questions. I don't want to be accusatory, but they beg a lot of questions. And so, but here's the thing. The question I would have for President Clinton, if you would have said something, if you knew, well, then when did you actually say something? Did you hear anything? Did you see anything? Did you participate in anything? Did you go to the island? All of those questions, the committee needed to ask those. And we don't yet know what the answer is, at least yet, but when did you do that? Because it doesn't look like Bill Clinton ever told authorities, or ever went for. In fact, they've spent the last 7 months denying an opportunity for people to ask about those very things. So you can't simultaneously say, oh, I would have told somebody. I would have explained it if I had seen it, but I haven't seen it, so I didn't go forward. Well, then why put a stiff arm out to the committee and say, no, I'm not going to tell you about anything? Because the pictures would beg otherwise. Here's the contrast. Donald Trump in 2006, 20 years ago, Donald Trump proactively communicated with local law enforcement in Florida and said, you ought to look at Jeffrey Epstein and you ought to look at Ghislaine Maxwell. There is something fundamentally and totally wrong here. That's the difference. So if you're going to call somebody before the committee, you have to have a proper predicate. But the proper predicate has never slowed down the Democrats. Look at all the spying and things that are going on. Now we're hearing that Kash Patel and Susie Wiles, the chief of staff and the FBI director, while they were private citizens, that they were tapping into their phones. One of the allegations is that they were tapping into a phone call conversation between Susie Wiles and her attorney. They had all kinds of this scandal during the Barack Obama administration. They went after reporters. They spied on reporters. There was allegations that they went after members of Congress and accessed their records so they could see who they were communicating with, who they were dialing, and what sort of telephone calls they were making. Are you kidding me? And then the Democrats have the nerve to say, oh, well, Pam Bondi has been spying. There's no allegation of spying. If you have an allegation, I want to see the evidence. They make this stuff up. And so you have to have a proper predicate. Look at their raid on Mar-a-Lago. Look at the other things that happened. That's what we're still trying to undo here. And that's what's so fundamentally wrong and different. Now, I know I'm conflating between the Epstein investigation and the others, but this is the regular thing. The Democrats just throw out these allegations like they're the truth. But as somebody who actually wants to see facts, I see facts and photos and other things. And yet, I on one side, and I don't see it on the other. And that's the difference. Thanks for hearing me out. There is a lot happening, and I appreciate letting me take the time to talk about these types of things, because I really do think they're important. I really do hope you're able to rate this podcast. That would be really helpful. You can subscribe to it. It'll show up every Monday in your box. I want to remind people you can listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Really do appreciate your time. Lots happening in the world. You can follow me at Jason in the House on X, on Instagram, and on Facebook. But I appreciate you joining me. I'm Jason Chaffetz. This has been Jason in the House.
America, look around. Everywhere you go, prices are still high. Rates have been whipsawing markets, and the debt and spending don't exactly scream stability. If your retirement is mostly stocks and bonds, you may be taking a risk, more risk than you think. And when you're near retirement, a sharp drawdown at the wrong time can do real damage. Experts say diversifying with intention is the number one secret account that all American smart money uses to hedge against instability. Its precious metals, silver, and gold is having a spectacular bull run. Would it not make sense to get in before the rocket takes off? Monetary gold have been around since 2000, witnessing multiple economic setbacks. They have the experience to help tailor your portfolio to your needs. If you call now, they will cover up to a lifetime of your IRA fees on qualified accounts. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. That's 877-NOW-GOLD.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump is vowing not to sign any other legislation until Congress approves a voter ID bill. Writing on social media earlier today, the president proclaimed that passing the Save America Act is all people care about, and that the legislation supersedes everything else. The House already passed the bill, but it faces an uphill battle in the Senate. Bahrain has accused Iran of striking a desalination plant as the war expands throughout the region. Iran's president said his country is responding to pressure with stronger attacks, and he threatened more strikes on American targets in the Middle East. On Capitol Hill this past week, both the House and Senate rejected a war powers resolution that would have required President Trump to get military authorization from Congress. Democratic Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania voted in favor of continued U.S. military action.
Senator Fetterman, along with Republicans, blocked efforts to end U.S. strikes on Iran. He also supports the targeting of Iranian leadership, including Ayatollah Khomeini. In an exchange with a reporter, Fetterman emphasized his pro-Israel stance, support for eliminating Iranian leadership, and criticized perceived hypocrisy from media outlets covering Iran.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. It's been a weekend of heartache and cleanup in southern Michigan after tornadoes left 4 people dead and 12 injured. This Union City, Michigan resident came home to find a tree on top of his house.
I got here, man, and I was just, I didn't know what to say. I mean, I was lost for words. I was just like, okay, where do I begin?
Prices at the gas pump have jumped more than 45 cents a gallon since last weekend. AAA says it's now $3.45 nationwide. Townhall.com.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, phones, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds, for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you gotta say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-555-2085. That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, has revealed that Iranian negotiators openly boasted about stockpiling enough highly enriched uranium to produce 11 nuclear bombs during the first pre-strike meeting.
That disclosure casts doubt on the effectiveness of prior diplomatic efforts and underscores why military strikes were carried out after other options failed. Witkoff says the U.S. offered Iran free nuclear fuel for peaceful energy use, but Tehran rejected it outright.
That's correspondent Ron Taylor. A federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration's actions to dismantle the Voice of America over the past year are illegal. U.S. District Court Judge Royce Lambert said that Carrie Lake, who has been leading the federal agency overseeing VOA, did not have authority under the law to take her actions. Lake was never confirmed by the U.S. Senate. She calls it a bogus ruling. News and analysis at townhall.com. The FBI is investigating suspicious activities.
Those activities are on an internal system that the Bureau says contains sensitive information related to surveillance operations and investigations. The Bureau is working to determine the scope and impact of the problem. That's according to a notification sent to members of Congress that says the unnamed culprit is using sophisticated techniques to exploit FBI network security controls. The notification obtained Thursday by the Associated Press says that the FBI on February 17th began investigating abnormal log information related to a system on its network. Keith Peters, Washington.
A January 6th plaque honoring police officers is now on display at the U.S. Capitol following a 3-year delay. The plaque was placed on the Senate side because the Senate voted unanimously in January to install it. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast with Fox News Chief Political Anchor Brett Baer.
This decision to launch this operation was based on a cumulative effect of various direct threats that Iran posed to the United States of America, and the president's feeling based on fact that Iran does pose an imminent and direct threat.
I've said repeatedly since the first briefing over 10 days ago, there was no imminent threat to the United States that I believe would constitute putting our sailors and soldiers in harm's way.
Well, was Iran a threat to the U.S. or not? Joining us to talk about this and the situation in the Middle East is former Secretary of State, former National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice. Secretary Rice, thanks for being here. You know, we have these polls out about Iran, national security threat. You know, most people who answer these polls, it's 61% yes, 38% no. This is the banter back and forth, even as obviously the military operation is being characterized as being very successful, and we have markers on that. What's your thoughts about where we are right now and where we may be headed?
Well, the most important thing, Brett, and thank you for having me, but the most important thing is to recognize that Iran has been at war with us for at least 47 years, all the way from 1979. People may forget they took our embassy hostage 444 days. They were responsible for the killings of 300-plus Marines in Lebanon in the early 1980s. If you ask people about Iraq, what was the source of many of our casualties in Iraq, you'll get estimates as high as 75 or 80% of them were due to Iranian-made roadside bombs. And so they've been at war for us a long time. They also have developed the military capability to have reach outside of the boundaries of Iran, including Hezbollah and Hamas, which they both arm and equip and continue to arm and equip even after the events of the summer. And I myself negotiated 4 Security Council resolutions calling them a threat to international peace and security under Chapter 7. The strongest chapter of the UN Security Council resolutions because of their nuclear ambitions. So to say that this regime was not a threat, I think is simply not. It's ahistorical. They have been a threat for a long time.
You know, you can praise the military's action, its effectiveness, how precise it is, the amazing things we're seeing every day of the U.S. military and the Israeli military, for that matter, while still raising questions about how long is this going to last? Is it worth the blood and treasure that we're doing currently? You know, another poll, the handling of Iran, does it make us safer, less safe, no difference? Less safe is at 51%. So there is this skittishness or skepticism out there, even if you're wholeheartedly supporting what the military is doing every day.
Well, because there is uncertainty with any military operation and what the aftermath might be. But I think if the goal of the administration is to render Iran incapable of using its military forces outside of its borders, of threatening our neighbors, our allies, of threatening our bases abroad, which we're seeing they are capable of doing. If it is trying to deny them a conventional umbrella for their nuclear ambitions, that is a worthy goal. Now, what comes after? People are, of course, concerned about that. But if you can render Iran essentially incapable of military action against us and against our allies, that's worthy. And I think what they're trying to do is to neuter Iran as a military power in the region. And by the way, the Iranians, who I think made a strategic blunder in attacking the Gulf states like the UAE or Kuwait or others, is demonstrating that it is its goal to be a destabilizing force in the Middle East. Yes, you can still be concerned about what may come after. You may can still be concerned about the uncertainties of warfare. But to render this awful regime incapable of using its military power, that's a worthy goal.
There's, you know, talk about not restricting what the military may or may not do going forward. You've obviously been through this with wars as National Security Advisor, as Secretary of State, the mission creep fear. Now there's talk and reports about the Kurds possibly arming the Iranian Kurds and being a force on the ground. Your thoughts about that, knowing all you know about that region?
Well, the one thing I don't know is the nature of these reports that we're hearing about Kurdish incursions, if you will, into Iranian territory. And we probably ought to be circumspect about making judgments about what that really means in terms of Kurdish activity. Is it independent Kurdish activity? Is it somehow coordinated Kurdish activity? We'll learn those things later. But it does speak to the complicated demographics of Iran, and we have to keep that in mind. The Iranian population includes a large Azeri population. It includes a large Kurdish population. Those populations have been all the Iranian people have been badly treated by their regime, but there have been a lot of suppressions of those ethnic groups. So we do have to be aware that Iran is not a homogeneous population. It's also a population of over 90 million people on territory that's twice the size of Texas, so it's going to be a complicated set of circumstances here as we go forward.
Yeah, last thing, you've been in the halls of power, in the meetings, the behind closed doors. Talk about this decision by Commander-in-Chief to do what President Trump has done and what that means big picture in the world looking at it.
Well, I think you have to see this as a series, really, of events, starting with October 7th, when Iran demonstrated that it probably wasn't possible to deter their tentacles like Hamas. I'm quite certain that October 7th and Hamas could not have happened without Iranian training and equipment, maybe even planning. And then, of course, you had the events of June when the administration decided, along with the Israelis, to try and at least degrade and maybe even seriously set back Iranian nuclear capabilities. In order to do that, they were able to suppress Iranian air defenses. And so Iran is in a sense, defenseless then. And then you see that the Iranians are rebuilding their nuclear capability, that they're rearming Hamas and Hezbollah, and that they are essentially at this moment defenseless. They won't always be defenseless. And so the decision is to really at this point take care of it and render them incapable of those activities. So I see it as a series of decisions. I do think that
bold ones.
Big ones, but a worthy goal. Of course, we'll have to watch and see. But I do think that the question of making sure that you don't get mission creep is an important one. Taking care of Iranian military operations, military capabilities is very important. The other thing that this does do is it, particularly if you can do something about the security forces in Iran, maybe it opens the possibilities for the Iranian people themselves to try to determine their own future. But we're a long way from that.
Madam Secretary, we really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Brett. Great to be with you.
We'll be back with more right after this.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up. Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SELECT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SELECT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SELECT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ashley DeBorton with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Patrick Dempsey and Michael Imperioli of Fox's new psychological thriller, Memory of a Killer. Dempsey plays Angelo, a hitman hiding a double life and the dangerous secret his memory is fading. Imperioli stars as Dutch, Angelo's longtime friend and accomplished chef, whose restaurant is also a front for a criminal enterprise.
We have a guy here not always doing the right thing, but we're rooting for him. So what do you think makes a great, like, anti-hero story thriller these days?
I think the character's vulnerability, I think, has a lot to do with it. And the humanity, right? Here's a man who's doing bad things, but yet somehow you understand why he's doing it, and you're okay with that.
There's a family aspect to this, too, that he's, you know, he's also trying to keep it, you know, protect his family and keep that together. Be a good father in the face of, you know, trying to, you know, survive and move forward in this underworld. I think the struggle between those things people find really interesting.
Memory of a Killer airs Mondays on Fox. Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Is the devil sexist? Yes and no. When it comes to inflicting harm, he gives equal opportunity to both men and women. But Christian author and speaker Emily Wilson Hussum has noticed that the enemy knows how to target the particular light that women bring into the world.
I've watched specifically out of my own lens how the enemy tries to destroy women with discouragement and sorrow and even despair.
Hussum modeled her new book, Sincerely Stoneheart, after C.S. Lewis's famous work, The Screwtape Letters, about how the devil is hard at work corrupting God's image bearers, using what could be considered natural strengths and giving them the perception of weaknesses, like a woman's gift of nurturing.
The woman's ability to see the personal, to see the tenderness of the heart and to meet that is a strength that I think the enemy wants to destroy and eliminate.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at FoxNews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1972.
John Dean.
I guess I'd have to say that it was probably the opening act of one of America's great tragedies.
I just had a hard time dealing with mother and the little girl that I was to him. To show any kind of vulnerability and security to me was not macho. It was not something that he felt I should see. So our communication was horrible.
We mourn our Israel friends
victims of this brutal assault. The Olympic flag and the flags of all the world fly at half-mast. The greater and the more important the Olympic Games become, the more they are open to commercial, political, and now criminal pressure.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
Bear Show.
America's got to be in the lead if you want to deal with these threats. We're going to lead.
The morning is over. The Shiva is done. And if you're a conservative, you should be optimistic.
You know, my main priority right now is making sure that it delivers for the American people.
We have to make our country great again, and I will do that.
I think the president gets criticized by people all the time for the stuff he says, by people who ignore what he does.
Now, Bret Baier's All-Star Panel.
We now return to the Bret Baier Show.
We've always got to remember that these operations are complex, dangerous, and far from over. The throttle is coming up, as the Secretary said, as opposed to ramping down.
When crazy people have nuclear weapons, bad things happen. So we're in very good shape now.
Well, I'm definitely all for it. My big focus is to make certain that over the next few days and or week or two or three, that we get to a swift solution.
Well, as we get day by day into this Iran conflict, we do hear from the U.S. military, from the Pentagon about specific operations and what they're doing to knock out Iran's capabilities. We're also hearing more about the beginning. Axios writes the Trump-Netanyahu call that changed the Middle East. Last Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called President Trump with a stunning tip. Iran's supreme leader and his top advisors were all set to meet at one location in Tehran on Saturday morning. The February 23rd call held from the White House Situation Room, reported until now, was a pivotal moment that set the Iran war in motion. We'll start there with our panel. Fox News Chief Political Analyst Britt Hume. Olivia Beavers of the Wall Street Journal. Former Republican National Committee Communications Director Douglas High. And Yemisi Egbewale, former Chief of Staff and Advisor to the Biden White House Press Office. Britt, what's on your mind today about the Iran conflict?
Well, it occurs to me that Condoleezza Rice is absolutely right when she makes the point that we don't have to turn Iran into Switzerland for this conflict to be worthy of the effort. If Iran has been stripped of the weaponry and weaponry under development that has threatened the United States and other parts of the world for so long, that will make the world automatically a much safer place. It has the additional side effect of giving us a big say in one of the principal oil suppliers for China. That is also true to some extent in Venezuela. So there's a strategic measure here that extends beyond the Middle East and is very much worth keeping in mind. I think it's also pretty clear from these briefings we've been getting, which I think we can trust, that Iran is simply overwhelmed by the amount of firepower we're being able to deliver there and the precision with which we can deliver it.
Yeah. Here is former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice.
There is uncertainty with any military operation and what the aftermath might be. But I think if the goal of the administration is to render Iran incapable of using its military forces outside of its borders, that is a worthy goal.
Olivia, the Republicans held the line in the Senate with the war powers vote. What's Capitol Hill thinking? Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, what Britt said and what the former Secretary of State said.
Yeah, Britt, I was staking out some of the closed-door briefings that you were seeing the House members and senators getting yesterday. Republicans seemed pretty calm on the outside. I think that there was maybe a little bit more internal heartburn more privately, but for the most part, they said that they felt comfortable with the actions. So we were asking them, when would you like to see more congressional involvement in the decisions? And Congressman Dusty Johnson said that he thinks those conversations would probably be coming about if, you know, boots on the ground or there's a serious escalation. But they seemed okay. Democrats, as you can imagine, and as the Senate vote was, it was split. So they feel like the administration really wasn't giving them answers for their decision to launch what they've described as a defensive operation in Iran.
politics, Doug, you know, how long is this issue politically feasible for Republicans to talk about, and does it hurt as you start getting longer and longer into this operation as far as independents and others politically?
Yeah, there's an elasticity here that we're not certain yet, and part of it is because we don't know what the plan is, and we don't know what the end game is. Add that one other complication, Brett, and that's that there are so many Americans who are stuck in so many countries now where they just can't get out. And I say that as somebody who was stuck last June for several days in Israel when bombing was happening last summer. So voters want more information from the administration, and if they get it, they will give this president a longer runway on his approach here, because we all know that a neutered Iran is a much safer Iran.
Yamasi, you're on the political front?
Yeah, I think public opinion and pressure is going to be the motivator here for Democrats. They don't have any legislative leverage, of course, being in the minority and the War Powers Act not passing. What they have, though, is a base that they can extend to independents who are watching this. Look, one of the service members that died was 20 years old, and that was he was born after 9/11. You've got generations of young voting Americans that have grown up with war, and it's highly unpopular, and they have increasing foreign policy fatigue. I think Democrats can play on that.
Britt, there's some reporting that the Kurds, Iranian Kurds, are getting armed and going to be some kind of ground force. There's some other reporting that has not started yet, and trying to get some ground truth as to what is happening or what is not. But, you know, potentially the U.S. and Israel could provide air cover for some force on the ground, and there's always a question about what that force was going to be.
Well, one of the things you worry about when a country's under attack is when it becomes so weakened that it can't defend itself. And then you have to worry about who might come in and take advantage of that. Well, if that's beginning to happen, and in one sense as it may well be, you certainly want somebody who's on your side, who's a friendly group, who's moving in on them, to be the ones. And the Kurds certainly are that, although we haven't always stood by them. But they have ample reasons of their own to want to take down this Iranian regime.
All right, let's turn to politics and Texas. Take a listen.
Just like the primary, we have a plan to win the runoff, and we are in the process of executing it. Judgment Day is coming for Ken Paxton.
John Cornyn has failed us time and time again. We've got James Tallarico, a far-left radical.
We are not just trying to win an election. We are trying to fundamentally change our politics.
I can tell you now that people have been disenfranchised. This is what Republicans like to do.
Well, James Tallarico, Democrat, won convincingly. Incumbent senator on the Republican side, John Cornyn, heading to a runoff. Olivia, the president put on Truth Social that he's going to make an endorsement. But he's also saying he's going to do it soon and will be asking the candidate that I don't endorse to immediately drop out of the race because he says they must win in November.
Yes, Senate Republicans have been pushing and hoping that the President Trump will be backing John Cornyn, which might have saved them from spending millions and millions of dollars in this race. But, you know, what they think he should do and what the president ultimately does, those are two different things. But for John Cornyn, for the senator, I think that the formula works so well for him. Since you have someone who's probably more of a Democratic threat in James Tallarico than Jasmine Crockett, there's concerns that Ken Paxton might not be able to beat Tallarico or become more competitive. So that might prompt the president to try to jump in and sway the race.
Yeah, Doug?
Look, I'm a Tar Heel, right? We had a primary there yesterday. I'm wearing my Tar Heel tie. Every conversation I had about North Carolina with people in North Carolina was that one eye was on Texas. All the marbles are in Texas right now for what Republicans are going to do, what Donald Trump does. And that's ultimately because Ken Paxton has more baggage than the Love Boat. It's a real problem if he's the nominee for Trump and for other Republicans running statewide in North Carolina and Maine.
Yeah, I've got 30 seconds. Yamasi, on the Democratic side, Jasmine Crockett saying there was hijinks there in the vote. Kamala Harris endorsed Crockett, but Tallarico took that running away.
Yeah, and I think this should be a warning to a lot of folks that if you run as an anti-Trump candidate, you don't run for something within the Democratic Party as an alternative when it comes to policies. and issues, you're going to run into problems. Look, Harris endorsed Crockett. It didn't work. I think that this sets her up in a bad position if we're looking for more 2028 talk from her.
And we'll be talking a lot about that in months ahead. Panel, thanks so much.
We'll be back with more right after this.
The nation's air traffic controllers went on strike on August 3, 1981, grounding about 7,000 daily flights. 3 days later, President Ronald Reagan took an unprecedented move to break the strike. He fired all 12,000 air traffic controllers in retaliation.
Let me read the solemn oath taken by each of these employees. I am not participating in any strike against the government of the United States or any agency thereof. It is for this reason that I must tell those who fail to report for duty this morning, they are in violation of the law, and if they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the Audio Archives of Fox News Talk.
In the summer of 1985, Southern California wasn't just hot. It was terrifying. A shadow stalked the suburbs. They called him the Night Stalker.
So far, six communities have been the target of the so-called Night Stalker.
Fox Nation Investigates presents Beware the Night Stalker.
You admit to being evil, Richard?
We are all evil in some form or another, are we not?
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Get those W-2s ready. Tax season has arrived. It's the Fox Business Tax Tips. Fox News Radio's Ginny Casola and Hillary Barsky are joined by the hosts of the Fox Business Network to provide you with the latest tips, tricks, and updates on filing your taxes. From deadlines to tax law changes to the latest deductions, we'll cover it all to make sure you keep that hard-earned money where it belongs, in your pocket. Listen and follow the Fox Business Tax Tips at foxnewspodcasts.com. In the summer of 1985, Southern California wasn't just hot. It was terrifying. A shadow stalked the suburbs. They called him the Night Stalker.
So far, six communities have been the target of the so-called Night Stalker.
Fox Nation Investigates presents Beware the Night Stalker.
You admit to being evil, Richard?
We are all evil in some form or another, are we not?
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Get those W-2s ready. Tax season has arrived. It's the Fox Business Tax Tips. Fox News Radio's Ginny Casola and Hillary Barsky are joined by the hosts of the Fox Business Network to provide you with the latest tips, tricks, and updates on filing your taxes. From deadlines to tax law changes to the latest deductions, we'll cover it all to make sure you keep that hard-earned money where it belongs, in your pocket. Listen and follow the Fox Business Tax Tips at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the USLTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player to win the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the Audio Archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
It took just 5 hours for a verdict to come down in a case that shocked New Jersey. Paul Canaro was found guilty of 4 counts of murder, 2 counts of aggravated arson, and weapons counts in the 2018 killings of his brother Keith, his sister-in-law Jennifer, and their 2 children, 8 and 11 years old, shot and stabbed to death in their mansion, which was then set on fire in an attempt to cover up the crimes. Prosecutors argue it all stemmed from a business relationship between the brothers that went bad after Keith Canaro discovered Paul was stealing money from the business and from him personally. The defense argued that Canaro didn't murder anyone, that he and his brother were best friends, and would never harm his nephew and niece, who he, quote, cherished and adored. Canaro now faces life in prison when he is sentenced in May. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Brett Baer Show, Common Ground.
There are a number of senators on the Republican side that continue to want to find common ground.
We emphasize the conflict and controversy sells, and I think that's a problem because most Americans look at Washington and see something that's broken.
Why don't we look for ways that we celebrate what this country is capable of doing?
It's amazing what you can do when you get off social media and you start talking, communicating with one another, because there is common ground.
With Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
We now return to the Brett Baer Show.
Nobody who opposes this war should support an additional dime. I think it's regrettable that it doesn't look like the president's going to ask for authorization for this war, but we could decide to stop funding it. I don't know that they'll bring a funding bill before Congress because I think they know it will fail. But if they do,
I was in a briefing with Secretary Hegseth just 2 days ago, and we talked about the possibility of a supplemental to backfill some of the things that they're using right now. It's still too early for them to have any kind of details on specifics, but we're going to have that conversation, I'm sure, at some time down the road, which we're still just in the first few days of this conflict. But Congress is going to be ready to stand by and play the role that we have to play in this to make sure that our military stays strong.
Well, tonight we're going to talk with members of Congress who have opposing views on Operation Epic Fury. First off, Arizona Democratic Senator Ruben Gallego. He's a Marine veteran who served in Iraq. Senator, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We have the latest Fox poll asked the question, Iran poses a real national security threat to the U.S. 61% said yes. There is support for this, but obviously there is opposition. Why are you opposed to this move?
Well, I think that the poll is not wrong. I think Iran is a national security threat, but is it the most important national security threat right now? Does it mean that we have to go to war without, at this point, any actual reasoning? The president's not giving us a solid reason, and we don't know the actual exit plan. So, my concern about all this is that, again, we don't know how we're going to get out of this. And as someone actually had to live through a very bad experience with some bad decisions when I got sent to Iraq and saw many of my friends die, I don't want another generation of veterans to do that. And so this is why by the position that we're taking right now.
Secretary Hegseth came out, was asked about the mission behind here and the objectives. Nicholas.
The mission is laser focused. Obliterate Iran's missiles and drones and facilities that produce them, annihilate its navy and critical security infrastructure, and sever their pathway to nuclear weapons. Iran will never possess a nuclear bomb, not on our watch, not ever. And this is why President Trump's moral clarity on Iran today is so vital. Unlike the past, where vague red lines and endless negotiations let Iran fund terror and inch ever so slightly toward a bomb, this president sees the threat plainly and acts decisively. No more half measures, especially when Iran is at its weakest.
The president claims that the Iranians were a few weeks away from possibly moving towards a nuclear weapon. He also believed that they were in the process of attacking, possibly launching an attack before we attacked. You don't buy it.
Well, we've just heard four different reasons. So it's not that I don't buy it. They're not selling it well. Number two, you know, because of what the nature of they're doing, we're dropping bombs. We've already had six men and women die. We have our allies that are being attacked. We have our ally civilians, you know, and being attacked, whether in Saudi Arabia, Qatar, or Israel, that are also now in danger. This is why the president should come and ask for authorization to go. There was no preeminent threat that we heard about, nor has any intelligence agency said that they were weeks away from acquiring and being able to field a nuclear weapon.
If this ended in weeks, if it achieved its objective, if the Iranian regime actually is toppled and it's a safer place, will you give the Trump administration credit?
Well, certainly you always want to root for the best outcome for America, whether it's Trump, whether it was Biden, whoever was in charge. You never want to see that. And look, I think there's this mischaracterization of why we're against this. Like, I am, Team America. I want to see the best outcome for America. I want to keep America safe. But that also includes making sure that we're very smart about the wars that we go to. Sometimes we have to go to war to protect our country. I'm not a peacenik, but sometimes it's smarter for us to work our way through, figure out what is the best way to keep us over. Is it really in our national interest? Because time and time again, we have found ourselves in these adventurous wars that cost us time, money, and focus. Because right now, what does America want? They want us to focus on cost of living. They don't want to put us in another endless war.
Senator Geiger, we appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Now with the other side of the discussion, Texas Republican Congressman August Pfluger. He's a former Air Force fighter pilot. Congressman, thanks for being here. Senator Gallego on the Democratic side just finished saying that this could be a never-ending war that doesn't have objectives, and there's concern, and that's why he's opposing it.
Well, Brett, thanks for having me. And obviously, I disagree with that. The president's been very clear. He's set very clear military objectives. He's used speed and an aggressive nature to take out what is a cancer, the largest state sponsor of terrorism, sowing chaos in the region. And it makes me proud to be an American that we finally have a president who's actually standing up for our security and doing something about this 47-year-old terror regime.
You know, I showed a poll to Senator Gallego. I'll show a different one to you. This is the president's handling of Iran. Does it make us, the U.S., safer, less safe, or no difference? Less safe at 51%. You have to acknowledge, Congressman, there is concern out there about what this means long term and how long this operation may go.
Well, and I understand the concern. I mean, we've been shaped by conflicts of the past. We've also been shaped by 4 years of appeasement with Joe Biden and 8 years of appeasement from Barack Obama, who actually sent billions of dollars of cash to Iran. So I get that. But the difference now is that the president is actually protecting Americans. He's doing so with the strongest military force the world has ever seen. General Raising Cane is the right leader at the right time to achieve those objectives. And quite frankly, we are safer. This is a regime that not only chants death to America repeatedly, but they've used their missiles, their proxy forces, and their terrorists around the region and around the world.
It's not just Democrats. There are some Republicans who, like Thomas Massey, others, Senator Paul, the United States, they say, has not declared war, and Congress has not granted specific statutory authorization. How do you respond to that specific charge?
Well, Article 2 of the Constitution is very clear that it gives our commander-in-chief, the president, the ability to do this, and he's taking it seriously. In every capacity, he is protecting us. It was an imminent threat. I truly believe that. Don't look at just my word for it. Look at precedent. Look at Obama in Libya and many other presidents in the past 3 to 4 decades who have used this authority. And the War Powers Resolution does require that Congress is notified, which we have been, and fully briefed on this. And then there are certain steps and certain timelines that they are completely complying with. But in the meantime, they're doing everything they can to keep us safe. And I am so proud of our men and women in uniform for being willing to risk their lives for the safety and the security of the United States of America.
Question I guess I get most is, what's your biggest concern for you as a former fighter pilot and now you're a member of Congress? What's your biggest concern tonight?
Well, I mean, this is an area of violence. I mean, we've seen that for so many decades there. So, you know, I'm praying for these, for all of the soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, guardians that are involved in this. I know many of them. I've trained many of them and flown with many of them in combat. And this is an area of violence, and I think that's why it's so important to make sure that this regime never gets a nuclear weapon. Donald J. Trump is the only person who actually did something about that. And I think that's something that unites our military, that they know that he has their back. So with all the concerns we have a commander-in-chief who is actually standing up for our military, for our country, and for our safety.
Congressman Pfluger, we appreciate the time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more right after this.
More of the Brett Baer Show coming up.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SELECT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SELECT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SELECT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
I'm Dr. Howard Levine, director of Cleveland Nasal Sinus and Sleep Center. During cold and flu season, I tell my patients the key to staying well is to pull out germs, mucus, bacteria, and viruses from the nose using the Navage Powered Nasal Irrigator. I irrigate my own nose daily with Navage to stay healthy and after seeing sick patients.
For drug-free congestion relief, trust number one doctor-recommended Navage, available at Walmart and Walgreens.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From around the world,
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington,
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If a story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. The Brett Baer Show with Fox News chief political anchor Brett Baer.
We now return to the Brett Baer Show.
They have no air force. They have no air defense. All of their airplanes are gone. Their communications are gone. Missiles are gone, launches are gone, about 60% and 64% respectively.
Well, he started a war with no real solid rationale and with no solid plan.
This is a regime going down and trying to set the entire region on fire as it falls.
We are not asking for a ceasefire. And we don't see any reason why we should negotiate with the U.S., when we negotiated with them twice, and every time they attacked us at the middle of negotiations. So there is no request for a ceasefire by us, and there is no request for the negotiation with the U.S. From us. No, we are waiting for them.
Well, the Iran conflict continues, and Iran is firing more at Gulf Arab allies. The UAE tweeting out the embassy, still Iran's largest target. The UAE continues to successfully track and intercept Iranian missiles and drones of 1,250-plus projectiles launched since Saturday. UAE air defenses have destroyed 92% of missiles, 93% of drones. Just look at this graph put up there. Who's targeted with missiles and drones? The UAE, 863, Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, and then Israel with 113. It gives you a perspective of why those Americans in Dubai and Abu Dhabi hustling to get out of there, and all of the Gulf Arab states that are taking incoming as a result of this. Let's bring in our panel, Fox News contributor Mark Thiessen, Leslie Marshall, also a Fox News contributor, and Politico White House Bureau Chief Dasha Burns. Mark, it is quite something to look at that graph and say that Iran is targeting all of these countries and kind of unifying them against Iran.
It's the biggest cell phone I've ever seen in a time of war. And look, their capability of doing that is going to go down dramatically with every passing day as we take out more and more of their capabilities. And, you know, a lot of the Democrats are saying, well, what is Doug Trump's plan? What's his definition of success? Well, there's multiple levels of success. One level of success is they're going to destroy Iran's capability to do what they're doing, to project force outside of their borders. I think the chance of that success is pretty near 100%. Next level of success is the regime falls and there's some replacement regime that is subservient to the United States, like Venezuela. Pretty high level chance of that succeeding. And then a third level of success would be if the Iranian people take Donald Trump's offer and rise up and overthrow their government and install it, and we replace an enemy with a democratic ally in Iran. That's still in the realm of possibility. But even level one, just eliminating their ability to project force, that would be a huge success and transform the Middle East.
Dasha, you talked to the president. He says he'll help pick Iran's new leader. Asked how much influence he expects to have over Iran's future leadership. President Trump replied, I'm going to have a big impact or they're not going to have any settlement because we're not going to have to go do this again.
That's right, Brett. And this really falls in line with what I've been hearing from his advisors, that he's not just thinking about what this looks like during his administration, but he wants to make a lasting impact that goes beyond his tenure in the White House. I also heard from him that he wants to, quote, help the people make the proper choice. He said he doesn't want to have to go back in another 10 years. And in that phone call, Brett, he was really bullish on the military operation in Iran. And when I asked him how he thinks this would end, he said he can't say exactly, but he does believe it's going to end better than he ever anticipated. I also asked him if he's concerned about what you were talking about on the show earlier, Brett, about those rising oil and gas prices. And he told me that he's not worried. He's not worried it's going to have an impact on the midterms because he believes that the American people are with him on this.
And that's a question, Leslie, because there's all this talk about how he's losing support inside America and he's in the middle of this war and it's going down. But if you look at the Real Clear Politics average of polls for presidents at this moment, at this day, and you look at that chart, President Trump is at 43.3%, President Obama at 42.5%, President Bush at 38.7%, March 5th.
Although I love RCP, some of the polls on there I don't put a lot of stock in. So when I look at individual polls, and I want to look more so when I look at numbers at individual issues, the president has kind of, if you look at an average of the various policies where he is negative, he has an average of negative 14%. He's gone up negative 3%.
Hold on, Leslie. To negative 11%. And when you just, I'm talking about historically against President Obama and President Bush.
If we're talking, well, are they running? No, I don't think we can even look at the past in the numbers and the type of votership that we had in both of those administrations versus the administration we have now. I don't feel that we've had, and the numbers show that we never had the level of division that we had until now. You got to look at also the primaries. Look at what's happening right now, not just polls and not just an average of those polls. As you even said, Brett, a poll is a snapshot in time. The bottom line here is we have 14 countries that have either been hit by missiles, by drones, that have been dragged into this. You talk about the gas prices going up and how further is this going to affect the economy? How long is this going to go on? Thousands of Americans that are still stranded overseas, still not popular, if we're going to talk polls, still not popular when it comes to Iran and us being the world's police. This is something the president specifically campaigned against. This is something that many Americans, even those who voted for him times over, feel that they have been betrayed.
Okay, Mark.
He didn't campaign against this, Leslie. He campaigned about putting boots on the ground in Iraq. This is different. This is the guy who struck Soleimani. How can you say he campaigned against striking Iran? And you know who's not going to get hit? The United States by a nuclear weapon from Iran, because he's taking out their nuclear capability, he's taking out their missile capability. This country is not going to be able to project force outside its borders, much less hit Europe and the United States. The world's going to be safer because of this.
All right, Dasha, I want to turn quickly to this.
But our own intelligence said there was no imminent threat.
All right, I want to turn, Dasha, to this change at Homeland Security. A big shift. A lot of people didn't think there was going to be a shift. And it was this answer, I think, to Senator Kennedy just recently, the testimony of Kirstie Noem.
How do you square that concern for waste, which I share, with the fact that you have spent $220 million running television advertisements that feature you prominently?
Sir, the president tasked me with getting the message out to the country and to other countries where we were seeing the invasion come from, with putting commercials out that told them that if they were in this country illegally, that they needed to leave, or we would detain them and remove them, and they'd not get the chance to come back to America the right way. That has been extremely effective.
Ask you to run these advertisements, is that right?
We had that conversation, yes, before I was put in this position and sworn in and confirmed, and since then as well.
And Reuters, the president telling Reuters he did not sign off on the ad campaign. Senior White House officials saying there was a host of reasons that she's being removed from that position. Gosh.
Yeah, beyond that answer, that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. But the pressure had been building. She did not have a lot of allies in the West Wing. There was a ton of frustration with her aide, Corey Lewandowski. And this feels like an opportunity for a lot of people around the president to have a reset on the immigration conversation that had been kind of going awry. And a lot of people did point the finger at Secretary Noem for that. So I'm getting a lot of incoming from Republican sources right now that feel the president made a good call here, Brett.
Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullins is the nominee, the person he's choosing, and we'll see how that goes. We'll follow it all. Panel, thanks.
If you're an investor with money in a 401k or IRA, what's happening right now in Washington could affect you directly. The Supreme Court ruling impacting Trump-era tariffs has injected new uncertainty into global trade policy. And when policy risk rises, investors move to safety. Plus, escalating tensions involving Iran are adding stress to an already fragile global landscape. Trade tensions, global instability, currency pressure. We're seeing gold and silver prices move higher again, with capital flowing toward tangible safe haven assets like precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit. You'll also receive a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Many Americans are rolling over a portion of their retirement savings into physical gold and silver, tax and penalty free, with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. Results vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, and Fridays, 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.